Before I start, let me just pray real quick, okay?
在我开始之前，有一些祷告。
Okay. Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity to be able to share my experiences.
就谢谢你有这样的机会可以有一些分享我的经历。
Just pray that it would be a blessing to everyone.
祷告是这样，这样的分享可以祝福每一个。
And most importantly, I pray that tonight wouldn't be about me, but that it would just be, you know, a glorious time for you.
我的祷告就是今天晚上不是我，而是你得到荣耀。
I pray that you would give me the words to speak, and I pray that you would keep everyone awake and alert, and that they would really learn from today.
求你把要讲的话赐给我，就让我们每一个人警醒。
We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
奉你的名祷告。
Okay. If you have trouble hearing me in the back, just go like this, okay?
如果在后面听不见的话，可以到前面来。
Okay. But it's okay, you can hear. Okay. So my translator today is my father.
今天我老爸给我做翻译。
If you didn't know already, but he's my father.
如果你们不知道的话，我就介绍一下。
We're both wearing green.
我们今天都穿绿色。
But it was an accident. We didn't plan it.
这是一个巧合，我们并没有事先安排计划。
Just coincidence.
就是一个偶然。
Okay, well, it's good to see all of you again.
再次见到大家，非常高兴。
I know, you know, a good amount of you here knew me since I was this big.
我知道，大家里面很多人，当我还很小的时候就已经认识我。
And you know, now I'm a lot bigger, and I hope I don't make you feel old.
现在我长大了许多，我希望不会这样使你们觉得就老了。
Okay, well, this past year I was in China.
过去一年我在中国。
But before I talk about that, let me just, you know, just talk about myself and how I came here, so you understand where I'm coming from.
在我讲在中国那段经历之前呢，我先介绍一下我去中国之前，所以你们对我就对有一些了解。
Yeah, and this way you understand, you know, where I'm coming from and why I see things the way I do.
所以你就能够能够对我一些了解，就也明白为什么我对我的一些观点有所了解。
Okay. Okay, so you can go to the first picture. so that, I'm on the left.
左边那个就是我。
And, you know, growing up, I've always grown up in a church.
我小的时候总是到教会来。
You know, from the moment I could talk and read, I remember, you know, being in the church. And I liked church as a kid.
那我从能念书的时候啊，我就常来教会，我喜欢。小的时候我很喜欢来教会了。
Because all my friends were there, and it was fun.
因为我有许多朋友来教会，很好玩。
Yeah, and those two, they were my best friends at the time.
旁边那两个是我当时最好的朋友。
Yeah, but I don't see them too much now.
现在我不常常见他们。
Okay, so you know, just growing up as a kid.
那个宝宝跟你在一起教
会。So you know, I grew up in a church, but as I got older and older, I started to struggle with my faith. Huh? Oh yeah, that's at some wedding.
But 参加婚礼的时候。
Yeah, but as I got older and older, you know, when you're in high school, you always tend to struggle with your faith more.
当我长大了，特别了到高中之后呢，信仰上就开始有了挣扎。
Right, any high schoolers here?
这里有没有高中生的话
I know there's some.
就比较能够明白。
Yeah, but you know, when I was in high school, I kind of started to doubt, and I started to ask myself, you know, why do I go to church?
上高中的时候，我就开始怀疑，我也问自己，为什么我要去教会？
Yeah, and it wasn't fun anymore.
上教会已经不好玩了。
Because you know, I can't play with my friends now. I have to sit in there and listen.
我也不能跟朋友去玩，我必须坐在教室里。
Right, and so it was tough at that point, and you know, my friends during that time weren't the best either.
那我那个时候就开始经历到一些难处，而且呢，我的朋友也有同样的问题。
Yeah. So this was about maybe my first or second year in high school.
就是我在高中头两年的时候。
Yeah. But you know, just to make a long story short, you know, God, he, some of my friends from high school, they actually brought me to their youth group.
那后来我在高中那些同学带我去参加他们的青少年团契。
Yeah, and from there it was kind of a turning point for me.
结果呢，我就在那个时候开始有了转变。
So I don't want to get into too much detail about what happened, but you know, from there that was when everything started to turn around.
我不会讲很详细，但是呢，总而言之就是从那个时候我开始有了转变。
Yeah. And then you know, after high school, there's college.
高中毕业以后呢，就上了大学。
And when everyone's in college, you know, you have to start to think about the future and what you want to do, right?
上了大学之后呢，就会想到未来以后你要做什么。
You know, who am I going to marry, or what kind of job do I want, right?
你要娶谁？你要嫁谁？以后做什么工作
？Yeah. So you know, you really think about the future and what it's going to be like.
你就会想象以后会是怎么样。
So around college, you know, I started to go through that too, and at first I wasn't really sure.
一开始呢，我并不很明确。
Yeah, and sorry. No, not yet.
Not yet.
So you know, the first few years of college, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do in the future.
刚上大学这几年，我不知道我以后要做什么。
So I tried, you know, just I went the safe road, which was, you know.Maybe do something in business.
那么我就想，比较保险的话呢，将来就是从事一些和商业有关的工作。
Yeah, so I decided to major in economics.
所以呢，我就决定呢，我专业就去学经济。
Yeah, and I mean, I don't regret it.
我并不后悔。
You know, now I kind of want to be a teacher, so.
现在呢，我想要当老师了。
So, but you know, at Rutgers, it's a 5-year program to be a teacher, so.After 2 years in college, I decided I wanted to be a teacher. So by then, it was too late.
那在 Rutgers 的话，教师这个学位是需要五年。那我想要当老师是两年以后，那个时候已经为时过晚。
Yeah. So, anyways, going back to what I wanted to do with my future, you know, if you look at all the things that we can do,
如果你想到我们能够做的那些事
，right.In terms of Christianity,
特别是我们的信仰
you know, whether it's praising,
是敬拜
fellowship with brothers and sisters,
和弟兄姐妹的交通
loving people,
彼此相爱
right? All of these things, we can, I mean, it's good to do it here.
所以这其实我们在地上都可以做，而且很好。
But in heaven, we'll continue to do these things, right?
到了天上我们还继续。
Right, we'll continue to praise God in heaven. We'll continue to love each other. We'll continue to have fellowship with each other, right?
我们在天上继续的敬拜神，继续的交通，继续的彼此相爱。
Yeah, but there's one thing that we do now that we can't do when we're in heaven.
但是有一样我们在地上可以做的，到天上我们不能做的。
Right, and that's missions.
那就是宣教。
Right, because in you know, when we get up there, there's nobody to do missions to.
因为我们到天上去了之后，向谁宣教呢？
I don't know. Maybe we can do a mission trip to hell. I don't know. But I don't know.
我们到了天上，难道向地狱里的人继续宣教吗？
I don't know. So you know, when I think about that.That's when I decided, you know, missions is, I think, the most important thing that we can do.
然后想到这一点的时候，我就想，那宣教对我们来讲是最重要的一件事。
Okay, and okay, you can go to the next one. Okay, so this is just in short why missions is important. I'll read it.
这里面讲就是说为什么宣教很重要。
Okay, missions is not the ultimate goal of the church. Worship is.
宣教并不是教会终究的目的，敬拜才是。
Right. But missions exist because worship doesn't.
那么，因为我们要宣教，因为呢，现在还有人他们不能敬拜神。
Right. And worship is the ultimate, not missions, because God is the ultimate, not man.
敬拜是最终的目的，而不是宣教不是最终的目的，因为神是永恒的。
So worship, therefore, is the fuel and goal of missions.
因此呢，敬拜乃是宣教的动力和目的。
Yeah, I know this isn't the most easily translated, you know, thing.
他就说他给我面子，这个他说这个不太好翻译。
Yeah, but just in short, we We go on missions because we want people to worship God. Right, but there's people who don't know God and who don't worship God, and so that's why we go out to them. Okay, and you know, I think a lot of times when we think about missions, we think about going to some very poor country and standing on a box and telling everyone about Jesus.
Right, and
I mean, that's not wrong. That's missions too.
并不是说这样不是宣教，这个这样是宣教。
Yeah, but one quote that I really like.
我喜欢的，非常喜欢的一段话。
Okay, I didn't put it in the PowerPoint. Sorry. But one quote that I really like is, "Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Use words if necessary."
这句话就是说呢，我们要传福音，那么必要的时候呢，就用嘴巴讲。意思就是说，其实呢，我们的生活呢是传福音，其中包括用我们的口。Right,
and so this is one verse in the Bible that maybe kind of talks about that, and it's from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. And this is Jesus talking, right? And Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven."
这是一段圣经，是主耶稣讲的话，跟宣教是有关系的。就是马太福音5章14节到16节，你们是世上的光，被照在山上，是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也要这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。Yeah.
And for me personally, that's how I see missions and how I would like to do missions.
对我个人来讲呢。
Right. It doesn't matter where I am, you know, whether it's at school, work, China, America.
不论呢，你是在学校、在家、在中国、在美国。
Right. If I'm a light to the world, right, then I think that is missions for me.
如果我能够成为光，那这就是我在宣教。
If people see the way I live and the way I am, and they say, "Oh, why are you this way?" Right, and then I can, you know, share with them, and I'm the way I am because of Christ and all those things, right? Okay, and so I guess in short, that's missions for me. Okay, so as you know, this past year I was in China. So before I actually talk about what I did, I have to talk about how I got there. Yeah, so going back to when I was in college, I said that I wanted to do missions, right? So I remember around my sophomore year in college, that's when God really placed that in my heart. And you know, I prayed a lot about it, and I thought a lot about it.
我有许多的祷告, 很多的思考。
And you know, there's still a lot of question marks and things I wasn't sure of.
我有许多的问题, 有许多东西不知道。
Right, who will I go with?
我跟谁去?
Right. Where am I going to go?
我去哪里?
What will my parents say?
我父母会怎么说?
Right, there's a lot of questions that I thought about. But, you know, I just kept praying and thinking about it.
我就一直在祷告, 一直在想。
And I feel, well, for me personally, my parents know this very well too. When I do something, sometimes most things that I do, I only do for a short time and then I say, eh.
我父母对我很了解，通常呢，我做事情都没有长性。
I remember in, I think middle school, I really wanted a bicycle.
我记得我在上初中的时候，非常想要一辆自行车。
I had a bicycle already. But it was a mountain bike, and you know, back then mountain bikes weren't cool.
我有的那一辆是比较大，那已经不实行了。
I wanted a small trick bike.
我想要一个比较小的。
But you know, so I convinced my parents to buy me one.
所以我终于说服我父母给我买了一辆。
And then after you know riding it for a year, I never touched it again.
我只骑了一年以后就不碰了。
Yeah, so you know, things like that, a lot of, that's just a small example. But with a lot of things in my life, you know, I tend to just try it and, you know, usually I just say, eh, right?
我过去常常就是对什么事情有兴趣去做一会儿然后就放弃了。
Yeah, but for me, I know something is important if I keep doing it.
但是对我来讲如果对我很重要的事呢我就可以一直去做。
Right, and there's some things that I've done persistently and with a lot of perseverance.
有些事情呢，我就确实有些事情我坚持不懈，没有放弃。
And those are the things that I enjoy the most, and what I think is most important.
人生就是我最喜欢，而且我认为最重要的事。
So kind of going back to this, right? This idea of me wanting to go on missions.
就是讲到宣教这样一个想法。
Right, with my personality, you know, I feel like after a year.I would have just been like, it's too hard, I'll just do something else.
对于我的个性来讲呢，也许我过一年之后就会觉得这个很难，我就放弃。
But I feel like with missions, you know, as each day passes, the conviction grows stronger for me.
然而呢，宣教这件事却随着日月一天天过去呢，在我心里面这个意念却越来越强。
Right, and so I think, you know, this isn't something that I wanted to do. Maybe it's something God called me to do and something that I really want to do too.
所以呢，我就想，这个事情不是我喜欢做，我想要做，乃是神呼召我去做。
Right, and you know, that's something that if God wants me to do something, I would be more than happy to do it.
如果神让我做一件事情，那我当然非常非常欢喜快乐。
Right. So, anyways, okay. So this was, you know, this was all that was going through my head in college.
这就是我在。上大学的时候呢，我的一些想法。
And one day at my church in college, this group called VSET, they came.
有一天在教会的时候呢，来了一个叫做 VSET 的这样一个机构。
Yeah. So VSET.
就是VSET, VSET.
Yeah, and it stands for Volunteer Summer English Teachers.
就是暑期自愿英文教师。英文教学。
And basically the organization.During the summer, they go to different countries and they just teach English.
就是呢，在假期的时候呢，他们到不同的国家去教英文。
Yeah, but when they can, they share the gospel with their students.
但是有机会的时候呢，就跟学生分享福音。
So, I came here maybe a couple of years ago, right? And I did a short presentation about that.
几年以前呢，我到这里来曾经有很短的一点分享。
Yeah, and I think maybe some of you remember it.So, anyways, there's just two pictures. This is when I was in Kyrgyzstan.
就是我去
卡吉斯坦 I don't know.
卡吉斯克还是卡吉斯
Yeah, one of those.
一个中亚国家的
Yeah.
吉尔吉斯坦
Yeah, and then, so this is just there with some of my other teachers and some of the students that we taught.
跟一些老师和一些学生的合影。
Okay, and then this is just at a village in Kyrgyzstan too.
这就是在吉尔吉斯的一个小村庄前面。
Yeah, so I mean, I was only there for 2 months in the summer.
只去了两个月。
But after being there, you know, when I came back, I said, oh, right, I'm more sure of this now.
那么从虽然只有两个月，但是我从那里回来之后呢，我心里面就更明白。
Right, and I saw more and more how the world needs the gospel.
我越来越清楚地看见这个世界何等的需要福音。
Yeah. So after this, it was about after I went on VSET, it was my third year in college.
我从 VSET 回来之后呢，就是大学第三年。
Right, and I still had a lot of questions and things I didn't know.
我还有许多问题，很多不知道的事。
Right, again, where would I go? Who would I go with? Where would I get money from? But, you know, all this.
就是我跟谁去，到哪里去，哪里就是这个财务上如何啊？如何得到 support?
Yeah, but there's another quote that I really like, and it's a quote goes, God doesn't use able people, He uses available people.
那还有一句话我是非常喜欢的，就是说呢，神用的人呢，不是有能力的，而是呢，他能够用的人。
Right, and I think if you have that kind of attitude, that's all God needs.
那我想呢，如果你有了这样的心态，那神就可以了。
Right, I mean, I'm not the best speaker, and sometimes I'm scared to share the gospel with people.
我并不是很会能言善道的人，有的时候我也不敢传福音。
Yeah, but I think God saw my heart and my availability.
那但是呢，神却看到我的心和我的预备。
And you know, when you're available, you know, God always makes everything work out.
当你能够被神使用的时候呢，神就 把其他的事情都做好。
So, you know, after that, things slowly started to fall into place.
那么慢慢的呢，各样事情就各就各位了。
Okay, and you know, it shouldn't be surprising for me because when I look back on the past, you know, 22 years of my life. God,
对我来讲，这个并不意外，因为当我回想我过去22年的时候，right,
God always made a way.
神总是为我开路。And
you know, this was no different.
这次也一样。But
you know, sometimes, when God makes the way for you, He doesn't always show you what's at the end.
有的时候，神为你预备的时候，他并不让你看到最终的结果。Right,
He always just gives you a little at a time.
那只是一次呢，给你一点。And
sometimes you say, "Oh God, just tell me what to do. Show me step by step."
有的时候我们就跟神说，告诉我要做什么，让我每前面每一步都能够看清。Right,
but you know, God doesn't always do that.
但神并不总是这样。But
I think that's how He works because it develops our faith and our trust in Him.
我想这神就是这样带领我们，让我们的信心。
Yeah, in this way also you don't think to yourself, oh, good job, right? I did everything.
同样呢，你自己也不会说，哦，我很了不起，我什么都可以做。Yeah,
you know, everything is God's grace and His providence.
一切都是神的恩典和供应。Okay,
and so you know, when I continued through college, you know, going on missions became more and more real.
那么在我在大学的时候呢，这样去宣教这件事情，对我来讲就变得越来越实际。Yeah,
and you know, most of my friends knew, the people from my church knew, so they all encouraged me and you know, kept me going.
我的朋友，我在教会的弟兄姐妹，他们都知道这件事，他们就一直的鼓励我。Yeah,
sorry, this is a long story.
But 说来话长啊。
Yeah. Anyways, after I graduated, I was I originally planned on going to China. With an organization called OMF.
那我原来的计划呢，是我毕业之后就跟OMF一起到中国去。Yeah,
and they're it's just a missionary organization.
我讲一下那个OMF，就是过去的那几会，现在他们改名，就从大陆出来之后，他们就改名叫OMF。OMF. Yeah, OMF.
Yeah. And you know, so I got accepted into their long-term program.
他们接受我，可以参加他们的那个长期的宣教。Yeah,
but I would have to raise support on my own.
但是呢，我要自己呢去找钱。Yeah,
and it wasn't cheap.
那个不是一笔小数目。Yeah,
I think it was about maybe you had to raise $3,000 a month.
你大概每个月需要这个捐款要三千场。Right,
so where am I gonna get this money? And I didn't want to you know burden my parents either.
然后我就想着从哪里来这个钱呢？我不想给我父母再增加负担。Right,
but I mean I still wanted to go.
但是我还想要去。But
anyways, you know God is sovereign and He provides.
神是全能的神，他也供应我。And
one of my parents' relatives from China.
那我父母在中国的一个亲戚。They
had a friend who knew that a university there was looking for teachers.
他知道呢，在那里有一所大学在找老师。Yeah,
so I just wrote my I did my resume. I gave it to my dad, who gave it to them.
我就准备了一份简历给我父亲，我父亲就给他们。
Yeah, at first I didn't think much about it.
一开始我并没有想很多。
I just did it so my parents would be happy.
我就是为了让我父母高兴。Yeah,
but you know, the more I prayed about it, I guess the more and more I started to lean towards that.
但是我越祷告呢，我越倾向走这条路。
Right, and you know, both have their pros and cons.
那两个方案呢，都各有利弊。
Right, if I go with OMF, I'll have a team with me, and they can, you know, they can keep me accountable and support me and make sure I'm okay.
我如果跟OMF一起去呢，我们是我们就有一个 group 啊，有一个组，那么他们我们可以互相祷告啊，祷告里面彼此扶持。
But it was financially it was difficult.
但是呢，在财务上有困难。
But you know, at the university, I would be by myself.
到了学校去的话，我是一个人去。
And I wouldn't know what to expect.
我也不知道会发生什么。
So you know, I did a lot of wrestling in my head.
我挣扎，很挣扎。
Yeah, but eventually I decided on going to the university in China. And when I look back on it, I don't think there was a right or a wrong. I'm sure whatever path I chose, God still would have taken, you know, God would still have watched over me, I guess.
无论我如何选择，神呢还是会看顾。Right,
and I think you we all know the verse in Jeremiah. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, right? Plans to prosper you and not harm you." It's okay, you don't have to.
我们知道耶利米书的那段经文，就是我知道你的意念，我的意念是赐平安的意念，是祝福的意念。Right,
so I know God has a plan for me.
我知道神在我身上有。
And it's just. I have to follow, right? So after I graduated in May,
我在5月份毕业之后,
I went to China in August.
我8月份去了中国,
of 2008, last year.
Sorry. 去年.
Okay, so in China, I was at a place called Wuxi.
到中国的无锡,
right? I think all of you know Wuxi, right?
想大家都知道无锡,
but with But when my friends, they say, oh, where did you go in China? I say,
但我的朋友却问说,
and I say, Wuxi. They say, where?
在哪儿啊?
I mean, in China, Wuxi is a pretty well-known city, right?
在中国,
but I mean, all my friends, they only know Beijing and Shanghai. So, it's okay. Yeah, so this is just one picture of Wuxi. And so basically what I did in China this past year, I was actually an English teacher at Jiangnan University. Okay, so you know, I just graduated. So I was only 2, 3, 4 years older than my students. And all the other English teachers, they all look American.
所有其他的老师呢，都是看上去都像美国人。
Right, Canadian, Australian, American.
加拿大人，澳大利亚人，美国人。
So, but I was one of three Chinese Americans.
我是在学校里面三个中国人之一。
So, you know, the first day of class, I'm sure all my students were confused.
第一天给他们上课时候，我所有的学生都糊涂了。Yeah,
so last year I taught English. I had two classes, and each class had about 22 students.
去年我教了两个班，每个班有22个学生。
Yeah, and I taught them everything, so from speaking to grammar to writing to listening.
我什么都教，从语法到听力到写作。
Yeah, okay. Because the thing is, my students, they're all international business students. So most of their classes, they use English textbooks. Yeah, but you know, they also have to learn how to speak it and how to, you know. So that's what I did. Okay, and here's some more pictures. This is also of the campus.
这也是校园一部分。
Okay, that's another picture. That's my classroom building.
这是教学楼。
I mean, not my classroom, but the building that my classroom was in.
这是教学楼。
This is my classroom. The chairs, if you notice, in American schools, the chairs, you can move them, right? But in China, most classrooms, the chairs just fold, and you can't move them. Right, so sometimes when I had my students do group work, it was difficult. Right, because you have a group of five students, and instead of sitting in a square, they sit in a line. Right, or sometimes some sit in the front and some sit in the back, and the people in the front have to, you know, turn around like that. Right, so just, you know, that's my classroom. This is my afternoon class. I look short because they're standing on something. There's a stage. So. So that was one of my classes, and this is my morning class. Right. So every day, I saw my students every day. Okay, and you know, at first, I was scared of them. Right, it's tough. You go to China, right? It's your first time there, and it's the first day of class, and you go.
你想想嘛, 你刚到中国第一天,
right, and you have 44 students just
looking.
Right, and they're all, and I know they're thinking, what is he our teacher or is he a student?
我知道他们想什么，他说这是老师还是学生。Right,
and so, but you know, after a month or two, you really develop a relationship with your students.
一两个月之后呢，你就跟学生之间建立了关系。Right,
and for these students, it's a very, for them, it's very different, right?
他们很不一样。Because
most of their other teachers, the teacher comes in, talks, and the teacher leaves. Right.
别的老师呢，都是到教室里来讲课，然后就走。
Yeah, but since I grew up in the American education system, it's different.
但是因为我是在另外在美国的这个系统里面长大，所以跟他们不一样。
Right. And you know, not comparing, you know, not that one is better than the other.
不是说哪一个比较好，哪一个不好。
For them, it was just different. They never experienced this before.
而是对他们来讲很不一样，他们过去从来没有这样的经历。
Right. Sometimes I would, you know, if I'm talking in class, sometimes I would walk around the room while talking.
我讲课的时候，有时候我就在教室里面走。
Or sometimes I would sit on their desk.
有时候我就坐在他们桌子上。
Right, and for them, it was a new experience for them.
对他们来讲，就这个都很新鲜。
But you know, I think after a while, they kind of understood and got used to it.
那么过了一段时间之后，他们就比较明白，也习惯了。
Yeah, and also, in a lot of the students, they have very funny names.
那很多学生他们名字都很奇怪。
They get to choose their own English names.
他们要自己选英文的名字。
Right, in America, when you name your children, you just pick something that sounds good, right?
那在美国你给小孩起名的时候，你就起个比较好听的名字。
Right, but all my students, they wanted a name with a meaning.
那我的那些学生他们起名字的时候都要有意义的。
So, you know, I had a student named Star.
所以呢，我有一个学生，他的名字叫明星。
Someone else, right? Their family name was Tang.
他有些人他姓唐，唐很。唐。
So. Yeah. So yeah. So his. 汤, so his English name was Soup.
他因为姓汤，所以他英文就叫 Soup.
Right. And I had a boy. His name was Baby.
还有一个男孩，他的英文的名字叫 Baby.
So, when I had to call his name in class, I would always say Baby. Also, I had a prince, king.
叫王子的。
King.
叫国王，叫王的。
Right. Cold.
冷的。
And then some of the other teachers, they had very interesting names too. One student, his name was Lucifer.
还有一个学生的名字叫 Lucifer.
So, I don't know if he knows what it means. Okay. So, you know, that's just a little bit about my school. Yeah. And, you know, I really enjoy teaching there. And in the future, I want to do something related to education. Okay, and at school, this is my one of my rooms. The school gives me, they gave me an apartment. So,
学校呢给我一个一套住房。
So all the teachers, we live in the same complex.
所有的老师呢都住在一起。
Yeah, so this is my room. Same room. Kitchen.
厨房，这是他的厨房。
Right, kitchen. My bedroom.
卧房。
Okay, and also, so right now I'm talking about what I did in China.
Right, so
one thing was, you know, teaching at the school. I also taught, or I also went to the Wuxi International Fellowship Church. So at this church, every Sunday they have about 4 or 5 different services. So some are in the morning, some are at night, some are in the afternoon. And I went to the one in the afternoon. And it's special because the one in the afternoon, there's foreigners that are a part of the worship service. Yeah, and it's also run by the foreigners too. Yeah, so at the church, I did some translation. Yeah, it's not easy. Yeah, so I know how all you translators feel. Yeah. And the worst is when you don't understand something and you just
最糟的就是你听不懂的时候你张口结舌。
And you just say anything.
你就只好说一些。
Yeah. And also at the church, every month I would lead praise.
每个月有一次是我领会。
Praise.
就是带,
the singing. Yeah, the singing.
带,
so once a month I would do that. Yeah, and so at this church, I don't know if you know, but in China it's illegal for foreigners and Chinese nationals to worship together.
在中国呢,
illegal.
啊,
yeah. Yeah. So if you know, if there's a group of foreigners and they're doing like a house church.
如果呢有一些弟兄姐妹在家庭聚会呢,
yeah, foreigners.
如果外国人参加家庭聚会呢,
and there's also Chinese Chinese citizens with them.
如果中国人也参加进来了,
right? You can't do that.
是不可以的,
and they could get, you know, both parties could get in a lot of trouble.
就会有很多麻烦.
But at some places like this church,
但是在一些地方, 比如说这个教会,
the government says it's okay.
政府说呢,
yeah, so, I mean, you know, this church is a good opportunity for foreigners and Chinese people to worship together. Okay, so, also at this church, on Wednesday nights, they have Bible study. And, you know, I've been going to that too. And I think they want me to teach something next time I go back.
So. 等我回去的时候，他们也希望我能够带。
Yeah, so maybe I'll do that too. We'll
也许,
see.
也许我会去带他们。
Yeah. Okay. Here's some more pictures of the church. That's when my parents came to visit me. Okay, and this is some of my church people. We went to a nursing home in Wuxi.
这是我跟教会的一些弟兄姐妹到无锡的
And we just sang them some songs and, you know, did activities for them. Yeah. So I don't know if you can see too clearly. Yeah. But those are just some people from church. I should have taken more pictures while I was there. But anyways, also at this church, there's a lot of foreigners that go there too. And so on every Thursday, we have praise practice. And also we have like small group. Okay, next thing. Oh, and this is our church. We did something called Children's Day. And so we invited a lot of children. A lot of the children's parents aren't Christian. And we just had activities for them. And here, I think, I forgot what we were doing. Oh, no, we were doing a skit. Okay. This is also the skit. Okay, and then we sang songs with them. And we went to the park and we had activities with them. Okay, and so that's, you know, something that we did. Okay, also in China, I met a person there called Bobby. Yeah, so he's a missionary there. And he's from Louisiana. So he had the, you know, southern accent. And his whole family was there. Him, his wife, and his three children. So what they've been doing there is he does a lot of work with the family churches. So he trains all of the family church pastors. So they can go and start their own house churches. And so, you know, when I go back this year, maybe I can, I want to help him out with some of the things that he does. And just to see what a house church is like too. Okay. So also, I have relatives in China and so I, my mom's sister and her family. And my dad's father. And that's it, right? Yeah. Small family. But we're all pretty close, and I try to visit them when I can. Yeah. Okay, so that's, in a nutshell, my past, what I've been doing. Right, so people in China love basketball. There's a basketball court near where I live. There's about maybe 20 baskets. Right, and that's just one, and there's maybe four more around our school. And everybody wants to be Kobe. But it's fun playing with them. Yeah, they play differently too. Right, like, you know, here if the ball goes out, right, you restart everything again. But there it's like soccer. If it goes out, they just get it and they throw it back in. Right, so it's just different. When I first played, I was so confused. Right, and because I look Chinese, I don't want to ask them, right? Because then they'll think I'm stupid. Because then they'll think I'm stupid. Okay. Also, this is a friend that I met at the school. And
这是我在学校遇到的一个朋友。
Yeah, and he lives in Beijing. So
他家在北京。
And during my winter vacation, I just went to visit him.
那寒假的时候我去北京。
Yeah. Does anyone know where this picture is from?
知不知道这是哪儿？
Yeah, it's the bird's nest, right? Yeah.
这就是鸟巢。
Yeah, and this is the water cube.
这是水立方。
Right. So this is also in Beijing.
颐和园。天安门,
right?
Yeah. 这是那个故宫。
Yeah. This day was the coldest I've been in my life.
那天是我这一辈子最冷的一天。
I remember I was drinking water.
我记得我喝水的时候,
and I got a drop on my glove.
那些水滴到我的这个手背上。
Glove.
手套上。
Yeah, and it just turned into ice right away.
就结冰了。
So, it was interesting, but we didn't enjoy the trip.
很有趣了，但是我们没有很享受。
Because it was too cold.
太冷。
Okay, and these are some of my teacher friends.
这是我的同事。
Right, and there were about maybe 40 other teachers.
还有大概还有40个。
Right, and they're all different ages, so.
都不同的年龄。
Right, some were retired, some just graduated.
有些已经到退休的年纪了，有的人刚毕业。
Yeah, but this is, you know, I guess my more similar aged teachers.
这是跟我年纪相仿的。
So, you know, we got pretty close.
然后我们关系很好。
And this picture, these two pictures are, I think, from Suzhou.
这是在苏州，这两张照片是在苏州照。
Right, and yeah, but okay. Anyways, I also went to an orphanage in China.
我也去了一次孤儿院。
It's somewhere in Anhui. I forgot the city name.
是在安徽的一个地方。
But we had to take an overnight train.
我们要坐夜车。
And when we got there, the place was very poor.
那地方非常穷。
Right, and I went with two church members to that.
我和教会的两个弟兄一起去。
And you know, it was a good experience, but I didn't get another chance to go back.
是非常有意义的经历，但是我只去了一次。
Yeah. And I forgot to take pictures. So.
我也忘了。
But
照相。
Okay. Anyways, so that's just kind of what I've been doing in China for the past year. Okay, and now I just want to share with you, you know, after this past year, I really have, I guess, a new burden in my heart for the country. Right, and this is a picture from Shanghai.
Or,
you know, this year is the year of the cow, right? Or year of the ox.
今年是牛年。
And you know, I saw a golden calf.
看到一个在那里看到一个金牛犊。
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they didn't do it on purpose, but you know, you all know the golden calf story in the Bible, right?
我们都知道圣经里面讲到金牛犊的，但是我想这些人他们并不明白。
Yeah. So, but I thought it was a little humorous.
我是觉得这个比较有点幽默。
Yeah. But okay, so, you know, after living in China for a year, the people there are totally different.
在中国生活一年，然后发现那边的人跟我们完全不同。
Right, let me just give you some examples. Maybe, like the way people drive in China is different.
举几个例子，比如说开车不一样。
Right, you know, they eat different things too.
他们吃的也不一样。
Right, in China, the inside of the animal is worth more, right?
在中国，好像动物的内脏更值钱。No?
Or people like it better?
或者更喜欢，大家更喜欢吃。
Right?
动物的内脏。
But in America, people don't eat the inside, right? They just only eat the outside.
美国人不吃那些东西。
What else? You know, when people make lines in China, when you wait, yeah, it's different.
排队也不一样。
Right? You know, those are some physical things. Also, the way my students were, right? Chinese students and American students, they're totally different.
同样的，美中国学生跟美国学生也完全不一样。
Right, they have different styles of learning.
他们有不同的学习的方式。
In America, right, we're taught, you know, you have to be yourself, right? Be different from everyone. Right, but in many Asian countries, it's, you know, you want to be similar with the group, right? You don't want to stand out.
亚洲呢，却相反，就是你要跟你这个同一个族里面的人最好一样，你不要做异类。
Yeah, and you know, not that one is better than the other. You know, that's not what I'm saying.
不是，我的意思不是说呢哪一个好，哪一个不好。
All right, it's just a different place.
就是不一样。
And but the thing is, after living there for a year,
但是在那生活了一年之后呢,
right, even though the people are different,
虽然我接触的人不一样,
right, even though the people are different, the gospel is still needed there.
但是呢, 都需要福音,
right, and even though the people are different, the gospel is still relevant to them.
虽然人不一样, 但是呢, 福音却跟每个人有关,
right, and I think after being there, I think one of the, or maybe the biggest idol in China is money.
中国呢，最大的偶像就是金钱。
Right. Every time in class, when I ask my students, you know, what do you want to do in the future?
在课堂里，每次我问学生，你们将来要做什么的时候。
Right, and they all say, oh, I want to be a businessman or a woman.
每个人都说我将来要做商人。
And I say, oh, why?
为什么呢？
Right, and they say, oh, so I can make a lot of money.
我可以赚很多钱。
Right, and so for the, and you know, for them, money is very big in their life.
对他们来讲，金钱是他们生命中的一件重要的事。
Right, and they, you know, if they work hard, they can get a good job, and if they get a good job, they can make a lot of money, and if they have a lot of money, they can be happy.
如果他们努力工作，他们就可以赚很多钱。如果他们赚了很多钱呢，他们就很高兴。
Right, so, okay. So I think that's one thing that that really stuck out to me.
就是呢，在我心中就是很重的一件事。
Right, and it's something that I feel a burden, you know, I feel a burden for.
所以我心里面就有这样的负担。
You know, especially with my students.
特别是对我的学生。
Because you know, in the future, they're going to be very important people.
因为将来他们都是很重要的人。
Right, and I just I really hope that they can really see what life is really all about.
我真的盼望他们能够明白生活，生命生活的意义。
Right, and also another burden that I have for the country is seeing Christ on campuses.
那我另一个负担呢，就是能够在校园能够看到基督。
Right, if in America, at American universities, right, if you look, there's a lot of different Christian organizations.
在美国校园的话，你会发现有许多基督教的。
Right, there's a Triple C, right? CCC, CCC.
有的叫CCC.
Right, I know at Rutgers there's, you know, KCF, CCF, ICF, right? All these different Christian organizations.
在Rutgers在同一个学校就有好多基督教的组织。
Right, Koreans, Christians, Indians, international, right?
韩国的、印度的、国际的。
Right, all different kinds.
各种各样。
But in China, right, in Chinese colleges,
但是在中国的校园,
there's nothing there.
什么都没有,
right, and I think that's another burden that I have.
这是我的心里的另外一个负担。
You know, just for Christ to be more evident in the campuses there.
就是为了让他能够基督在校园能够更加的彰显。
And especially especially in China, in high school, right,
在中国高中里面,
the students, they don't have a lot of free time.
学生没有很多自由的时间,
right, I'm sure you all know.
大家都知道,
right? The 3 years of, all my students say the 3 years of high school were the three worst years.
我所有的学生都讲,三年高中时间是他们最恐怖的时间。
Right, and they say, I love college, it is so relaxed.
我真喜欢大学,真轻松啊。
Right, because compared to, you know, what they had to do in high school.
因为跟他们高中相比,
so in high school, I guess it's a lot harder for them to have free time to go to youth groups or things like that.
在高中来讲，他们没有很多自由的时间参加团契。
And that's why I feel like it's even more important for them to be exposed to that in college.
所以我觉得呢，在大学的时候让他们能够接触到福音就非常重要。
Yeah, and yeah, but actually at our school there was a small little Bible study.
在我的学校呢，有一个非常小的查经的团契。
Yeah, and it was some of the college students from the Wuxi Church.
其中有一些呢，学生就是参加那个，就是从无锡那个教会。
Yeah, and you know, I'm just hoping that there can be more of that.
希望能够有更多人参加。
And also, when they do it, they can't do it at school. They have to do it at a different place outside of school.
他们不能在学校有这样的活动，他们必须在校园之外。
Right, but I'm really hoping and praying that you know one day, you know there would be all of these different groups on campus.
那我祷告，我也盼望将来呢，在学校可以有许多许多这样的。
Right, and that these that the students would really impact other students.
那么学生呢，这样他们这样的学生能够影响其他的人。
Right, so you know that's kind of my own personal vision and burden.
这是我自己的负担和我的看见。
And I really believe that God put me at a university as a teacher for a reason.
我相信呢，神叫我到那个学校做老师，不是无缘无故的。
Right, and I don't know when this will happen. Maybe, you know, 50 years in the future or tomorrow. I don't know.
我不知道什么时候我能够明白，但也许是明天，也许是五十年以后。
Yeah, but you know, I really hope that one day Christ would be very evident on campuses.
我非常盼望有一天在学校基督可以更多的彰显。
Yeah, and you know, if there's ever an opportunity to do something related to that on campus,
如果呢有这样的机会在学校
，I think I would definitely jump on that.
我相信我一定会去做。
And that's something you can pray for me about too.
这也是呢，大家可以为我所祷告。
对 ，and so this upcoming year, as I go back.
下来这年我再回去的时候。
You know, I'm hoping to kind of gear myself more towards that.
我希望呢，我能够在那方面有更多的参与。
And also be more active with my students.
也在更加积极的我在学生当中也更加的活跃。
Yeah, because you know, in class, I can't share the gospel with them in class.
因为在课堂上，我不能跟他们分享福音。
Right, but you know, outside of class, I can.
但是在下课之后，我可以。
And so I'm hoping I can have more of an impact on my students this year too.
我希望下来这一年呢，我对我的学生能够有更多的影响。
Yeah, and actually, I have a funny story to share, I guess.
我还有一件事。
Oh, not that. one of my students from last year.
去年我的一个学生。
Before I came back to America.
我回美国之前。
Right, he said, "Teacher, when are you coming back?"
说你什么时候回来
？And I said, you know, maybe end of August or early September."
也许八月末九月初吧。
And then he said, "Oh, okay, good, because I signed you up for a basketball tournament."
他说太好了，因为呢，我替你报名参加篮球比赛了。
And I said, "Oh, where is it?"
我说我问他在哪儿啊。
And he said, "Oh, my hometown."
他说在我家那边。
And I said, "Where's that?"
我说你家在哪
？And he lives somewhere in Anhui.
他住在安徽。
Right, so it's pretty far.
很远的地方。
And I said, "Wait, but don't you have class?"
他说我问他你不是要上课吗
？Right, because classes are starting then.
那时候已经开学了。
He said, "Oh, but we go on the weekends."
然后我们周末去。
So Friday afternoon after you finish teaching, we will go.
是吧？礼拜五下课之后我们就走。
And then he said, "If we make it past the first," he said, "it's not a one-day tournament."
他说这个比赛不是一天的。
Right, so if you play well, you have to come back next week.
如果打得好的话，下礼拜还要回来。
Right, and he said, "If we go to the finals, it is."
如果我们打到决赛的话
，it's 3 weeks.
那是三个礼拜。
So, when he first told me, I was a little angry.
我刚听到的时候挺生气的。
Right, because he didn't even ask me.
问都没有问我。
Right, but you know, I think this is a good opportunity.
但是我想这是一个好机会。
Right, he's one of my better students, and his English is very good.
他是我们班上一个很好的学生，英文也很棒。
Right, and you know, I feel like if I go with him on this trip, I'll definitely have a lot of opportunities to share with him.
如果我们一起去的话，那在路上我有很多机会可以跟他分享。
Yeah, and like I said in the beginning, right, preach the gospel at all times, use words if necessary.
就像我一开始讲的嘛，我们要传福音，那必要的时候呢，我们。
Right, it's not just my words that will affect him.
不单单是我们说的话会影响他。
Right. But also the way I live and the way I am.
同样呢，我们生活的方式以及我是一个什么样的人。
Right. And so, you know, hopefully that trip with him over there, hopefully it'll turn out okay.
那么也盼望这我跟他这一次去参加那个这个比赛能够。
Yeah, and he's one of the more popular students.
他在学校也挺出名的。
So I think it would have a good impact on the other students as well.
他也会对其他的学生产生影响。
Yeah, so that you know that's just something small.
这是一个小事情。
Yeah, but it's just you know things like this. It's always a reminder to me of why I'm there.
那这样的事情却常常提醒我为什么我在那里。
Right, so I can present Christ to the people and be a light to them.
所以呢，我可以把基督传给他们，并且成为光。
Yeah, and you know, this upcoming year, I don't know what it's going to be like.
我也不知道下来这一年会怎么样。
Right, but I know I'm in God's plan and I'm in His hands.
我知道，但是我知道我在什么计划之中，我也在他的手里。
And you know, I just have to follow.
我就是要跟着他。
And I think this past year. Definitely, you know, built up my faith.
过去的一年呢，使我的信心得以坚固。
A lot of times in China, you know, I would always ask myself, "Oh, what am I doing here? Am I even doing anything worthwhile here?"
我在中国的时候常常会问自己，为什么我要在这儿？我在这里做的值得吗？
Right, am I even helping?
我有对别人有所帮助吗？
And sometimes it was tough.
有的时候很难。
Right, and just being by yourself, and all your friends are here.
你一个人在那边，所有的朋友都在这边。
Right, Christmas was tough.
那圣诞节的时候最难过。
I mean, I got a lot of gifts from my students.
我的学生送我很多礼物。
Yeah, but it's not the same without you know family and friends.
但是呢，跟家人跟朋友在一起是不一样的。
Right, but I mean. I would always have to remind myself, you know, I'm here to share the gospel. I'm here to be a light to this place.
因为我一直要提醒自己，我来这里是为了分享福音，来这里是要成为光。
Right, and that's what kept me going.
所以这个就激励我一直向前。
And also sometimes when you do work there, sometimes you don't always see the fruit.
那么还有就是你在那里做工的时候，常常你看不到果效。
Right, maybe you bring a student to church, right?
你带学生去教会。
But after a month, he says, "Oh, it's too early."
过一段时间他会跟你讲太早了。
Right, and then he just doesn't go anymore.
然后他就不来了。
Right, but you know that things like that are tough too. When you do something and you don't see the fruit.
那当你做事情看不到成果的时候，这些情况之下就很困难。
Yeah, but I think in my past year in China, I think one thing that God has taught me is that whether we see it or not, God is always working.
但是呢，我在那里学到的一件事情就是，不管你看到了成效没有，但是神一直在做工。
Right, when you know when God calls us to do something, He doesn't always say, "Okay." Do this and do this and do this and this will happen. This will happen and this will happen.
当神呼召我们的时候，他并不总是说你做这个做那个做那个，然后呢就会出现这个出现那个出现那个。
Right? You know, if you look at a lot of the different people in the Bible.
如果你看圣经里面许多的人物。
Right? You know, for example, maybe you know Joseph.
比方说约瑟。
God didn't say, okay.Your brothers are going to betray you, and then you'll go to prison, and then this will happen. But don't worry, right? You'll become very powerful.
神并没有告诉他，你的弟兄会出卖你，你会下到监里，但是没关系，你将来你会会有很，将来你会被提被高升。
Because maybe if you know God told them that Joseph would say, "Oh, okay, okay."
如果神这样告诉他的话。那么约瑟大概就无所谓。
Right, and there's no faith in that.
那么就这里面就缺少了信心。
Right, but you know we're called to live by faith.
但是神呼召我们是靠信心而生活。
Right, and we don't always see, you know what we're, you know, we don't always see the fruit of our work.
我们并不是总能够看到我们工作的果效。
Right, but we have faith that God is working.
但是我们相信神在做工。
Right, whether or not we see it.
无论我们看到没有。
Right, and that's also why we need to pray hard.
这就是为什么我们也需要努力的祷告。
Right, you know, we just need to pray hard.
我们要努力祷告。
Right, and all we can do is just follow faithfully.
我们能够做的就是忠心的跟随神。
And also one other thing is if you know if people's salvation depended on what we did.
如果神的人的得救是靠着我们的话,
right. I feel bad for those people.
那么我会觉得那些人很可怜。
Right, because I'm a sinner. We're all flawed, right?
因为我们都有罪。
If the life of a person depended on us,
如果别人的生命是依赖于我们的话,
right, they're in big trouble.
他们就麻烦了,
right, but you know that my time there was a reminder that you know it's not what I do that changes people.
我在那里的时间就提醒我, 并不是我所做的使人改变,
right, it's not the things that I say to them,
也不是我说的话,
but it's God that works in them. It's God that stirs their hearts.
Right?
We're just carriers of God's gospel, right? And the message. Right? We're just transporters. Right? But ultimately in the end it's God who saves people. And if we always think, oh, you know, it's my job to save these people,
如果我们总对自己说, 啊, 救这些人是我的责任,
right, we're gonna have a very tough time. Right, but that's why I always pray for my students and the people that I meet.
所以这就是为什么我, 啊, 常常为我的学生和我周围的人祷告,
right, because in the end, it's God who calls people to Him.
因为最终呢是神召人到他的面前。
Okay, and anyways, so these are just some pictures. That's the friend that was in Beijing with me.
这是我在北京的那个朋友。
Right, and then these are some more students.
一些学生。
Okay, more students. These students, when I wrote my email on the board, if they want to email me,
当我在黑板上写我的 email 的地址的时候，他们可以给我发信的时候。
You know, they didn't write it; they just took a picture with it.
他们并不是把那地址写下来，而是把你照下来。
I thought it was funny. Okay, and there's just some more pictures, but you know, this year when I go back, I really feel more of a calling to you know, do something more on campus and with the students.
今年我回去的时候呢，我心里面就有更重的呼召，就是在校园里面要啊跟这些学生有更多的接触。
Because so many of these students, they don't know about Jesus.
这么多学生他们都不知道基督。
And they live their life trying to just make money or play computer games and have fun.
他们生活就是要赚钱玩游戏。
And I'm really hoping that, you know, that can change.
我希望呢。
Okay. And I think that's why God put me there. Okay. And so this is the last thing. These are just some of my prayer requests.
这最后呢就是一些请大家为我祷告的事项。
Alright, so firstly that I would continue just, you know, to do a good job at work. Because
第一件事呢就是让我可以工作得好。
Right, because even though I'm doing missions there, I'm also doing work. Right? I'm also working.
虽然呢，我那里去那里的目的是宣教，但是我也在那里工作。
Right? And that's one way to be a light to people, right? To be good at work or good at your job.
你好好的工作也是呢，做光的一个方面。
Right? Paul in the Bible, he was a tent maker.
那圣经里呢，保罗呢是支搭帐篷。
Right? So he didn't just always do missions.
他并不是总是传道,
right, but you know he worked, and I'm sure work was also a way that he did missions too.
他做工, 而且做工呢, 也是他宣教的一个方式。
Right, so just, you know, at my work to be a light.
让我在工作上也可以成为。
And also to have more opportunities to share with people.
有更多的机会可以分享。
Right, whether it be with students or strangers at church or
无论呢是跟我的学生还是在教会里面的陌生的人。
Right, just, you know, whatever opportunity presents itself.
Okay,
and to be a light to the people. Also for my relatives. Some of them aren't Christian, so.
有些人信主.
Aren't.
啊, 他们不是, 还,
right?
是吗,
right? Yeah, so. if you could just pray for them.
因为我的阿姨。
Yeah. And you know, the big thing for me is to be able to see Christ on the campuses.
另外一件大的事情呢，就是在校园里面啊，有基督的彰显。
Okay. And also just for me, you know, physical health and safety.
也同样呢，为了我身体的健康和安全。
Okay. So you know, before I end, I guess I'll open up the rest of the time for if you have questions, you know, you can ask, and I'll try to answer them. You can ask in Chinese.
最后呢，有点时间呢，大家可以问问题。
If you have any.
如果有问题的话。
Most of them aren't.
问你说你的同事有没有兴趣？
Yeah, yeah. It's tough too with them because they're very non-Christian, like, you know. But you know, they all know that I'm Christian and that I go to church and all that. And hopefully, yeah, it's hard with them though.
他的同事都还没有信。
And that's also another difficult thing, right? Because if there's another Christian, you can, you know, you guys can talk about things. And but I was kind of on my own. I mean, I had some church friends though, which was okay. Yeah. Oh, percentage?
How many of them are Christian?
Oh, there was maybe one. No, just out of all the teachers, there were maybe 35 to 40 teachers. There were maybe, including myself, 3 Christians.
在学校有35个到40个外教，包括他在内一共有3个。
Oh no, with the school I had no problems. Well, the thing is, I didn't do anything that would get me in trouble. Oh, if they knew, I don't know actually, because the school, they like me, and so yeah. So like you're saying, if I shared the gospel in the class, what would happen? I don't know. Well, I know in all the classes there's a monitor. It's just a student who just makes sure, who checks that you're doing, that you're teaching and doing the right things. So, yeah. But just for safety, I wouldn't do it in class. Yeah. And also the monitors, they're supposed to be secret. But one day I said, class, who's my monitor? Like joking. And a person raised their hand. So. But they're a good student, and I have a good relationship with them, so
you can turn.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're supposed to be secret. Yeah, but one time I asked, who's my monitor? And she said, me. Oh. Yeah. But yeah, I think, you know, because I'm working there, I still want to abide by the laws and the rules of the country and the school, you know. So, but the worst that could happen to me is just they don't want me to teach there. That's it.
反正就是说呢，因为在那里面工作有那边的法律，所以呢，他要遵守那边的法律。不过他讲最坏的情况，我不也就是不要他在那边教书。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so her question was, before I started teaching, did I have any training? And not really. They maybe 2 days before the first day of class, the teachers have a meeting with the administration.
小兰问说，那他当老师之前有没有接受过训练？回答是呢，基本上没有。那在开学之前呢，学校的管理人员召集他们开过会。
And they gave us our books.
把教科书给他们。
And they said, okay, go.
就去上课。
And they said, write, I want you, the school said, okay, we want you to write a lesson plan for the whole semester and email it to us by next week.
学校对他们要求呢，就是把这一学期的计划都整理出来，然后呢寄给他们。
Alright, so, so we, you learn to teach pretty quickly.
Yeah,
and you just, you develop your own style, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, some teachers weren't that good. Yeah, but. Yeah.
Students eager to know about the gospel. 问题学生他们是不是很迫切的想要了解福音？
It's hard to. Some, I would say most aren't. A lot of them, they've never really heard of it.
大多数学生呢，他们并没有对福音的渴望，而且许多人他们从来没有听过。
Yeah. I mean, they know what a.You know, they know some people who are Christian and, you know, God, Jesus, those things, but... Yeah, but, you know, it just stops there. Any more? No? Okay. If not, I'll close for us in a prayer, okay? And then we'll end it there.Okay. Lord, I just thank you for putting me up here and just being able to share with this church. A lot of times, you know, I ask myself, you know, why am I there? And I think a lot of us, we ask ourselves, you know, why am I doing this job or why am I at this school?
就像我们许多人也同样问，为什么我要做这个工作？为什么我要在这个学校
？But God, I just pray that you would remind us that the most important thing for us is to love you.
神啊，我就求你提醒我们，最重要的呢是我们能够爱你。
Alright, help us to know you.
帮助我们认识你。
So that we can love you more.
所以我们可以更爱你。
And as we love you, may that love just spread to the people around us.
我们爱你的时候，同样也把这爱传给我们周围的人。
And you know, Lord, we know that everything is in your hand. We know that this world is in your hands.
主啊，我们知道一切都在你的手中，这个世界也在你的手里。
And we thank you for your grace that you chose us to be your called children.
我们感谢你的恩典，拣选我们作为你的儿女。
And we just want to be able to go out and to really call more people to your name.
我们真的是愿意去，让更多的人可以呼叫你的名。
It doesn't matter if we're in China or here in Newark or you know wherever.
无论我们在中国还是在这里。
And Lord, I just pray ultimately that all the glory and the praise and the worship would be unto you.
我就求主啊，能够最终得到敬拜和荣耀。
Let that be the reason why we work, or the reason why we go on missions, or the reason why we have a family.
这就是为什么我们要去宣教，我们要工作，我们有家庭。
And I pray that as we go on, that we would continue to, you know, to know you more and to love you more.
我祷告就说，我们随着日子一天天过去，我们可以更爱你，
And Lord,
更认识。
We thank you for this opportunity.
我们谢谢你给我们这个机会。
I pray that it would have been an encouragement to everyone.
希望对大家就是能够鼓励每一个人。
And we pray all these things in your name. Amen. Okay. Okay.